Welcome to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast, and I'm your host, Derek L. Calhoun. KIP, for short, brings you an exclusive look at the nature of humanity as we interface with culture and society in and out of our relationship with God. It explores the unique and contrasting position of having a biblical worldview versus a secular or societal worldview. I will explore these topics using the powerful and dynamic tools of the didactic narrative, teaching a relevant truth through storytelling, biblical exposition, teaching Bible principles, and of course, real talk. My background scans a diversity of over 35 years of work in education, government, law, ministry, business development, and consulting, respectively. Each guest speaker will bring a variety of wisdom and insight to life topics and situations that we encounter on a daily basis. So all I need you to do now as listeners is to sit back and enjoy the podcast. Spread the word about KIP, the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. And I will be your host, Derek L. Calhoun. That's hashtag KIP, hashtag KIP. Help me to make KIP your favorite Friday podcast. Now, let's get started. Hey, KIP Nation. I hope that all of the mothers out there had a wonderful, 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 wonderful Mother's Day. We tried to send you a shout out via Facebook and Instagram, my wife and I. But again, a happy belated Mother's Day. You all are worthy. I hope that your family shared gifts and shared love and shared hope and victory with all of you who represent mothers around the world. Listen, this week we want to get right into it, but I would love to know, and let me just ask this, and I know you can't respond, but how are you guys doing today? I pray that you're having a blessed day. I pray you're having a blessed week. I pray that you stop and pause and thank God for all of the wonderful things that he's doing in your life. Sometimes it's easy to accentuate the negative and to pull up all of the negative things that are happening in our lives. But I guarantee you, if you stop for just a few minutes, take a deep breath, relax, slow your thinking down, and begin to think on the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that God will begin to minister to you in such a way that lets you know he will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. So I say to you today, be encouraged. Fight the good fight of faith and be encouraged. Hope against hopelessness and be encouraged. Believe God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. I declare today that you shall recover all. Don't be despised. Don't be deceived by negative seasons or by difficult things that we go through in our everyday lives. Know that all things are working together for the good to those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. And if you believe that and hold on to that anchor, hold on to the non-changing hand of God, the unchanging hand of God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as he delivered Moses, and as he delivered Hannah, and as he delivered Deborah, and as he delivered Gideon, and as he delivered Joshua, and as he delivered the children of Israel, will he not yet deliver you? Hold on. All right. That's just an intro. Hope that helps. Believe God in the name of Jesus. All right. Today we want to talk about call it what it is. Or call it what it is. That's the topic for today. Call it what it is. And it's kind of continuation of that podcast we did last week about cancel culture. Got a lot of reviews about that and hope that you have taken the time to hear it. I believe it'll bless you. But today we want to talk about Call It What It Is. All right, listen up. So here we go. In a society that is measured by political outcomes and political correctness and making sure not to offend anyone, there are always times where we miss the mark. It's almost impossible not to offend anybody. It's just impossible. Even by doing right, some people are offended by your rightness. So we live in a society today where no one wants to say anything about anything, as if our freedom of speech has been revoked. Cancel culture is now the sentinel of free speech, and now no one wants to be the target of its wrath. However, in order to alleviate and eliminate toxic environments and more toxic personal relationships, we have to learn, listen to you all, we have to learn to confront the pink elephant in the room. We have to learn to have crucial conversations. We have to learn to talk about the uncomfortable things. We have to learn to speak truth to power, but also at times we need to know that the power that we're speaking against is not necessarily the power that we generally recognize in the earth, but sometimes we're speaking truth to the enemy, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But you have to learn to confront the enemy. And of course, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. I get it. I totally get it. It's not the person. It's the enemy inside of the person. But we've got to be able to see that. So we must learn to recognize the unrecognizable and confront negative behavioral patterns that ultimately affect us. There are posers in our lives, or people who pretend to be your friend. However, in all actuality, they are really working in tandem with the enemy. And they have been sent by the enemy to lull us to sleep, to distract us from our victory, to keep us from pressing into the power of God, to keep us from moving according to the purposes of God in our life. And we have to see it for just what it is. We cannot be lulled by their kind gestures and gentle words. Sometimes we have to see beyond what we see. We must recognize them when they slip up and come out of character, because a person can only pretend but for so long. People can only pretend for a season, and then their true colors ultimately emerge. We must acknowledge that we want to be loved. However, refuse to let love blindfold you. In other words, love can be, the desire to be loved can be a blind spot, if you will, because this person seems to give you love, but we cannot allow love to blindfold us. We need to really see who's in our space, who's carrying our mat, who is our cheerleader, who's holding our ladder. We need to know that as we go forward in life. So here's what you do. How do you get an instant result? You begin to pray to God, and you ask God for the spirit of discernment so you can see beyond what you can see. You need to see beyond the natural realm. We need to recognize that the devil himself is able to transform into an angel of the light, even to deceive God's very elect. So we need to call it what it is, regardless of our relationship with this individual. Just call it what it is. See it for what it is. I do a couple of chapters on this in my new book, Press Into the Power, A Journey to Health and Healing, and it should be out this summer. I hope you pick it up and I hope you read it. It'll be on all major book distribution platforms, but I believe it will bless you. But I want to give you a backdrop and give you an understanding. So Acts 13, 6 through 12 is a great biblical illustration of this thought. Let me give you a thought. God will expose one man in pursuit of another. Sometimes God has to reveal who somebody is in order to get another person to begin to understand their purpose and their call and even to acknowledge their desire to be close to God. And I'll share it a little bit deeper a little later. But God exposed Bar-Jesus in order to save another, Sergius the proconsul. So Bar-Jesus was a poser, pretending to care about Sergius when his assignment was to keep Sergius from hearing the word of God. Do you hear me? Right here in the Bible, here's someone, a poser. His name is Bar-Jesus. Some of you know him as Elymas, the sorcerer, was there to keep Sergius from receiving the word of God. There are people in your life that are assigned to keep you from hearing the word of God. There are people who are assigned to your life by the enemy to literally stunt your spiritual growth and development. You need to know that your future is tied to your spiritual growth. You can be a great person surrounded by accolades and staff, but the grace that is currently on your life is tied to your relationship with God, and the enemy knows that, so he sends people to sever that relationship. It is God who opens doors and God who closes them. No man in your life, no woman in your life can open and close doors for you. I don't care what authority they have or power they have in the earth. God still has all authority, and he accesses their authority, of the authority that he gave them, to assist you. But nothing, no doors open that God does not open for you. All good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of the heavenly lights, in whom there's no variableness or shadow of turning. So remember, it's not man who blesses us, but God. All right? So the enemy's desire is to keep us out of that relationship with God, to keep us out of the word, to keep us out of the church, to keep us from listening on Sunday mornings, to keep us from our pastors, to keep us from those people who have been assigned to help us grow. And Paul and Barnabas at this season were assigned to help the proconsul grow. All right, so watch this. It is God who opens doors and God alone who closes them. Remember, we are in the earth to do the work and the will of the Father, just like Jesus. And some people in your life are here to do the will of their father, the enemy. So as I read, I'm going to read a little passage from the Bible. I want you to listen to how Paul addresses Bar-Jesus. And as I close, I'm going to read this passage. So listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. And now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. Now here's an intelligent man who can't see through the wiles of this prophet, of this sorcerer. He's intelligent. He has academic sense, but he has no spiritual wherewithal. He does not have discernment, so he can't see what is clearly someone who has been assigned to him to keep him from getting close to God. So this man called for Barnabas. This is Sergius Paulus, called for Barnabas and Saul to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, Bar-Jesus, for his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, away from the faith. Then Saul, here it is, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently to him and said, watch him, you're going to call it what it is, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. So his soul was saved. His heart was changed. His eyes were open at the teaching of the Lord. Once the enemy in Sergius, I mean the enemy in Bar-Jesus or Elymas had been exposed. Don't be afraid to expose the enemy. Don't be afraid to expose people who really mean you no good. If you expose them and you expose darkness to the light, it will indeed enlighten you and bring you to the place of the spiritual development that God intended for you. You cannot be in the body of Christ, used by God, and be blind to the attempts, the attacks, the tricks, and the woes of the enemy. You must walk in the spirit of discernment. So if you walk in the spirit of discernment, call it what it is. You have been listening to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I pray today that this message has blessed you and that you will take the time to subscribe. Not only will you subscribe, but I hope that you repost this message so others can hear the word of the Lord. God bless you, and remember, go and influence the nations.